Then put them on the line. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your underpants off the line and your ears in the zone. Coming to you from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network.
/11:32 on the zone. I'm RJ Hawk filling in for Justin Acri. Phil Ellison is joining me, and we're going to talk a little baseball now. Phil's forte, and now you told me the other day, you said you come into the zone, and a lot of times Acri just kind of bypasses the baseball segment, so I decided to stick with it this time, and I got to get your thoughts on this. A-Rod. I'm not a big fan. I've never been a big fan of A-Rod. I haven't been a big fan of him since he left the Rangers. What was it? Almost 10 years ago.
Well, go figure. He spurned your team after he drove them into last place.
And he said he felt like a babysitter, and I just didn't like that. So either way, now he's about to spurn the Yankees. And I understand that he had hip surgery and he's rehabbing down in Florida right now. But do you tell the Yankees, I don't think I'm going to play the rest of the season, or do you say I'm going to try to come back and give it a shot?
Well, what is it? Is it? I mean, did you get cleared to play by the doctor, A-Rod, or are you not? Do you not want to play for me? What is going on here? You don't. I mean, he's sending out so many mixed signals, and I feel like he felt like he had to portray some sort of a public image of being insulted when Cashman came at him with the F-bomb heard around the Twitterverse.
Yeah, and I really think that A-Rod, at this point, after his name was put on that biogenics list down in Miami, at this point, the best thing for him is to stay out of the news, because
he doesn't know how to do this. He's never been somebody that is laid low. He's never been. I mean, look, this is somebody who announced that he was opting out of a contract during the World Series, where he's the last thing anybody wants to hear about. But he had to inject himself into the conversation those 3 years ago about opting out of a contract. When everybody knew it was going to happen, you could have waited until the series is over. He's a publicity hound. He needs to have his name out there, which is one of the reasons why I think he's one of the most disliked athletes in sports.
So now we have the most disliked athletes in sports and the most disliked commissioner in sports. We're also taking that throughout the day.
We've got a long list.
433-1037, 1-800-477-1037.
You know, the thing about the Yankees, too, is they've played so well without some of their best players, but they really do need some production from third base. I know they hope to get that out of Kevin Youkilis, but he's been hurt and hasn't been productive when he's been out there, and they've been forced to kind of settle between David Adams and Jason Nix and Eduardo Nunez at third base. And, I mean, even a subpar A-Rod, as distasteful as he can be sometimes, is probably better than those four players put together right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I just don't think, though, that if you're Alex Rodriguez at this point, you don't send the tweet saying you've been cleared to play. You don't say that. I don't care. You let the team say that. Secondly, I think that you don't call a phone conference with the general manager and all the high-end administration of the Yankees and say, look, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it this year. You're paying me all this money. What's he getting paid? Almost $20 million a year.
Oh, goodness.
And I just don't think I'm going to be able to play this year. I think I'm going to sit this one out and be healthy for next season. You just can't do that. And especially when you're of the caliber of A-Rod. Now, you don't see Derek Jeter after he broke his ankle saying, I think I'm going to sit this one out, guys. I hope you guys have fun.
Well, Jeter has he stayed out a little bit of the news as far as this is concerned now. I mean, it's going to be news because he's the Yankee captain. He's Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
And people are going to want to know what's going on with him. But he's not out there necessarily sending out unwarranted information. He shies away from this stuff. I know he doesn't like talking about, you know, injuries or about getting older. He just turned 39 a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think they've got a mess, and I think at the end of the day, you're not going to – when it's all said and done, the Yankees, I believe, are going to find a way to separate themselves from A-Rod, whether it be a trade or a release, something along those lines. I think that A-Rod will not be a member of the New York Yankees next season.
Probably not. I mean, it looks – you almost felt like they were looking to get rid of him before. I just don't know if there are takers out there.
There's got to be somebody.
You would think perhaps, but there's so much baggage that comes with A-Rod.
Yeah, but
It's the same thing with Bonds. I mean, when Bond, when he retired, he probably could have stepped into somebody's lineup, hit 20, 25 jacks, you know, and helped out a team. A-Rod can do the same, but there's just so much baggage that goes with it.
But the baggage is highlighted more being in that New York market. That baggage may not come out as much, say, if he were in Cleveland or if he were in Arizona or Tampa. You know, those type of markets, that baggage, you're not going to hear much about that baggage at that point because of the fact that when you're in that New York market, they know when you pick your nose.
And what color it was.
You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, you hear about everything that happens with every one of the Yankees or the Mets. If it's a New York athlete, you're going to hear about that. And if he goes somewhere else, you're not going to hear it as much.
Well, he's an attention seeker. I don't know if he necessarily fits into small market mentality. I don't know if those small market teams want that kind of attention. They would want the attention for being a good team, for playing well. I don't know if they would want it for a 37-year-old third baseman who may be broken down now.
But you're telling me that Cleveland wouldn't want A-Rod. If the opportunity arose where they said, Cleveland, we're going to give you a shot to have A-Rod, you got to make the trade, you're telling me they wouldn't try to make that deal.
Well, perhaps they would. I mean, they do it. They have they got a couple of third basemen that are striking out a ton. I mean, look, if you're looking for a little bit extra production at third base, maybe A-Rod gives it to you. But on the same hand, I mean, this is a hip injury in the game of baseball. This is a pretty serious thing. You don't know what he looks like coming back. I mean, he's going to, if he plays this year, it'll be with the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then you go by what you've seen, by what he looks like, and then you've got to project the idea that it'll be 38 next year. How many years does he have left?
I agree.
This is the stuff we'll be talking about Pujols in 4 or 5 years.
It's almost what you're talking about now, though. Because
it sounds like it, doesn't it?
There's not really much production out of him or Josh Hamilton in that Angels lineup. We'll talk more about that here in a minute. Let's go to the hotline right now. It's the Revolution Hotline. And talk with my bup. It's Roger Scott. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, bup. What's going on?
Oh, just talking a little baseball. Now, you
really
are at...
Hey, Phil.
You're at... Oh.
Hey, what's up there? Raj?
Listen, I hear you talking about it, and I'm with you on the A-Rod talk. But with the Yankees, and I saw Paul Schwerin, you Red Sox fans as well, that on my ESPN phone app, Streak for Cash, I have lost every time that I've taken the Yankees and the Red Sox, so I don't bet them. Last time I won, I took the Rangers, so there.
Well, of course.
Thank you very much, RJ Hawk.
That's what they do.
A-Rod is not in Florida. He is here, actually, at the butcher shop. He's just sitting around. You might see him. I don't know. I'm here at Steak Burger Friday at the butcher shop until 1 o'clock, guys, and you need to come on by. First come, first serve. They sold out last week, so you want to get here as early as you can. For $10, you get a burger, steak burger, fries, and a soda. You know about that, Hall.
I do, and it's probably one of the best burgers in town. They take all the trimmings from the steak and make a burger out of it, and it's great.
Have you ever been there, Phil?
Oh, yeah. I went there for Valentine's Day dinner. I love
the
butcher show.
Steak Burger Friday.
I haven't been to Steak Burger Friday, no.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Al hates that I put ketchup, and a lot of people do. A lot of you blue bloods hate it when I put ketchup on my steak. It's the only time I can get away with it is when he makes the steak burger. The only time he'll let me use the ketchup on it. He doesn't like it that much, but I get to do it. So, listen, I appreciate you letting me call in and mention that. So come on out and hang out with us. And I'm sure I'll see some of the same old people and maybe bring some new people to the butcher shop until 1 o'clock or until that steak burger until the steak burger sells out.
Well, tell Al to save me a burger. I'll come by after the show.
I'll tell him, and I've already told the doctor. He's waiting on you to get your back popped.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Roger and I do the chiropractic thing together, so, yeah.
That's exactly
don't you love
right.
It?
It's like a Phil, you need to come. We'll make a threesome out of it.
Or that.
I'm going to let that sit.
Just marinate for a minute.
Yeah, just let marinate. That sit there for a little.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
Later, thanks, Roger. You too, buddy. Roger Scott at the Butcher Shop for Steak Burger Friday. The chiropractor's great. You go to the chiropractor, right?
Yeah.
Got to. When you're on the bus, you've got to.
I just started going in January, and it's helped out tremendously.
Okay, getting back on baseball. Right now, we were talking about this earlier. Miguel Cabrera, he could possibly win the Triple Crown again. And he's hitting .368 right now, which is first in the American League, 22 home runs, which is second, and then 78 RBI, and we're not even at the All-Star break yet.
Yeah.
Do you think that Miguel Cabrera could do that at this point?
Absolutely. What's not? I mean, he's already shown he can do it once.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's hitting at a higher clip than
last
year.
But when you've got a guy like Mike Trout, though, and we saw that Mike Trout did so well last year and almost got the Triple Crown himself, I mean, that is you've got a little bit of competition up there.
Yeah, Trout's coming on, but I'm not sure if he'll have the RBI opportunities that Cabrera will in order to take away a chance at a Triple Crown. But the guys that you look to right now, I mean, Chris Davis is on fire, and he's four RBIs behind Cabrera, and it looks like it's a race between the two of them for runs batted in, and Davis has a pretty good lead on home runs with 28 to 22 for Cabrera. But Davis is a guy that I think we're wondering if he can sustain this for the second half, because remember, he came up with the Rangers. He was a prospect with the Frisco Rough Riders, and it took him 4 or 5 years in the major leagues before he finally figured it out and is just putting together an incredible year. If we weren't talking about Cabrera possibly winning the Triple Crown, Davis would be the guy you'd be talking about because he's second to Cabrera in batting average and in runs batted in. But Cabrera's got a 35-point lead on him in the batting average race, six home runs behind him in home runs, and four RBIs ahead. And again, it's not quite at the halfway point, but you're getting close to it.
You know, I usually say you don't want to talk things like the Triple Crown or standings until the All-Star break or until you get over that hump. But I think it's safe to say you could start talking about it now because of what he's done so far, the performance he's put in so far. And now that you know that he's done it once already, it's one of those things that it's conceivable to see him do that again.
It is. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the lineup that you're hitting in, who's in front of Cabrera in that lineup, and whether or not, I mean, look, you can drive anybody in with a home run.
Yeah.
But in order to do this, you've got to hit in the clutch. You've got to hit in almost any other situation. Comerica Park, I know they brought the fences in a couple years ago. It's still a pitcher's park.
It is. Hey, when we come back, I've got a story that's going to intrigue you, Phil Elson. It's got to do with minor league promotions.
Oh, I love that. Now you're talking my language.
Hey, if you love minor league baseball, or just go to minor league games for the handouts they give when you walk through the gate, you're going to love this story. It's coming up next. Also, we're going to talk to Cale Gober, the Henderson State Athletic Director, to see what's going on the campus of Henderson State University. Football season's coming up. You and I kind of have a tie to that.